Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now at 8 o'clock, a crash creating some big delays in South Raleigh. I'll show you the alternate routes to get around this mess.
And it's a chilly start out there. Temperatures in the north in the upper 30s, looking at mid to upper 40s elsewhere. I'll show you why this afternoon will be cooler than yesterday.
Deputies are asking people in Wake County to stay alert this morning while a person is still on the run after a deputy chase. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And more breaking news in Raleigh. Two people are in the hospital after they were shot near New Hope Church Road. What we've learned from the scene as police investigated. We'll love that story and so much more coming up for you on your Thursday, March 21st. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your early Thursday morning here. March Madness gets started.
Yes.
Full swing today. My petition has gone nowhere for an early quit today. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I see some people playing hooky behind you, though.
Yeah, there they are. There are a bunch of them just showed up, too. I even see some shorts out there, but it's chilly. Right now, temperatures in the Triangle are in the mid-40s, and we're in the low 40s there in Pinehurst. Our wind is coming out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour, but generally this afternoon it won't be quite as windy as it was yesterday. Some upper 30s, 39 in Roxborough and South Hill, 45 in Rocky Mount, 48. In Clinton and 46 in Fayetteville right now. Hour by hour, still a little on the cool side at lunchtime in the mid-50s. We do climb into the low 60s for highs this afternoon. Just a little light breeze, but out of the north, keeping it cooler than it was yesterday. Clouds roll in by early tomorrow morning. It'll be a cloudy start, but not a wet start for the morning commute. Then the afternoon commute, the evening commute, is definitely going to be wet as a coastal low moves up the coast and brings us rain all night Friday night and into the first part of the day Saturday. We'll pause it there at 8 o'clock. That looks like it's going to be pretty much the back edge of it pushing northward, but there may be some isolated showers that rotate back in, especially in our northern counties during the afternoon on Saturday. So good chance of rain starting late Friday into early Saturday, and then Sunday looks dry, so we can salvage the weekend at least with one day.
8:02 right now, Elizabeth. We are following breaking news on the south side of Raleigh. We have a crash on 40 westbound right around the Lake Wheeler Road interchange. For a while, we had that right lane blocked there. Everything's been moved over to the right shoulder. Notice if you can pick up 40 westbound from Lake Wheeler Road, you're on the other side of the backups. Even though we have the lanes open, we're still seeing some heavy congestion, but it is getting a little better. We're now looking at about a 16-minute delay as you head through there. The backups begin on the southeast side of Raleigh. Coming in from Garner, you're going to hit those slowdowns right around the 440 interchange, and then it's slow all the way through Rock Quarry, Hammond, South Saunders, out to Lake Wheeler, measuring about a 4-mile backup at this point. Again, as soon as you get through that crash site, everything's moving along well toward Gorman Street. Sky 5's on the way. Hopefully we'll get an aerial view of those backups coming up in just a little bit. Over on the east side of Raleigh, all new, a report of a minor crash at Pool Road at Hodge Road. Seeing some very heavy delays showing up on Pool Road this morning as you head through the east part of Raleigh toward Knightdale. Looking a lot better on 64 westbound out of Zebulon. That trip toward the Green Pace Road Bridge and Lizard Lick Road now seeing just a 1-minute delay. Some earlier backups have cleared up nicely over the past little while. We're also dealing with a crash up on the north side of Raleigh on Creedmoor Road at Sawmill Drive and the usual backups forming now on 440 westbound between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. Looks like just in the past couple of minutes, we may have a crash out at 87 southbound right around Smithfield Road, creating some delays as you head around Knightdale back toward Raleigh. We'll have an update on that coming up in a few minutes. Sunglear delays on the south side of Raleigh on 40 eastbound right around 751. And it's getting busy in both directions of 885 in Durham between I-40 and the 147 split. If you're getting ready to head out right now, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. And you will hear my next traffic update in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Brian. We also have some new information this morning on a story we've been following since last night. A person is still on the run after a chase and crash on Tryon Road. The driver who led police on that chase is dead, and deputies were in that area of Tryon Road and Yates Mill Pond Road for most of the night. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live there this morning. Police say it's quiet now, but the folks who live nearby should still be on alert, Kelsey.
Jeff, we just heard from the Wake County Sheriff's Office in the last 30 minutes. They say that parents of students who attend Swift Creek Elementary School here on Tryon Road, they shouldn't be worried this morning. There's no threat to the school. This school is on Tryon Road, which is near where that crash happened. And deputies sent out an all clear just before 2 o'clock this morning. But if you live around here, you probably received this notification on your phone around 10 o'clock last night. It warns people to stay inside. This is a look now at video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. It shows the white Mercedes involved in the chase. A deputy saw this car driving recklessly on East William Street near US 1 around 8:30 last night. When the deputy tried to stop the car, the driver kept going. Eventually, the driver ran off the road and crashed into a tree. A passenger jumped out and ran. The driver shot and killed themselves in the car. This morning, police are telling people to stay alert, to lock their doors. They say that they'll be patrolling this area, and we'll be sure to keep you updated on the search for that passenger. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And more breaking news in Raleigh. A man and woman are in the hospital after being shot early this morning. The shooting happened around 2:30 near a plaza on Craftsman Drive. That's off New Hope Church Road. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. You can see police leave evidence markers in the road, and they're investigating a black truck. Police say the shooting happened near Club Love, but they're not sure what led to the shooting. The man and woman were taken to the hospital in separate cars and are expected to be okay. They do not have a suspect in custody. And more breaking news this morning. U.S. 401 in southern Wake County is back open after a crash that left a person hurt. The crash happened near 1010 Road just before 3:30 this morning. The car overturned. Emergency crews had one lane of the highway closed as they worked to get the car towed away. No word on how badly that person was hurt.
This brush fire burned for hours off Burlington Mills Road in Wake Forest. It is now under control. Fire crews were able to knock it down late Wednesday, and they say that Sky 5 video helped them to understand the scale of the fire. It burned near the Sharon Farms and Moss Creek neighborhoods. People who live nearby told WREL they were worried those winds would help to carry that fire and spread it toward their homes. Wake Forest Fire Department says no homes or businesses were in danger. The fire burned between 5 and 10 acres. Investigators are trying to figure out how it started.
New this morning, a 17-year-old is now charged with murder in connection with the shooting death of a Knightdale woman last November. Police made that announcement overnight. 40-year-old Shanaka Ocean Earth was shot and killed as she sat on the porch of her home on Twain Town Drive on the night of November 8th, 2023. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker as police continued their investigation early the next morning. Earth was a mother of three children, and the teen who is charged is now in a juvenile detention facility. Police say they're trying to identify more people who may have been involved in Earth's death. New technology aims to detect guns before they get into a school building.
Every little second matters. Because every second, I'm shooting.
Tonight at 6, WREL Investigates gets a demonstration on how it works using artificial intelligence, plus where it's already in use and how much it costs.
Pretty eye-opening. Today, UNC Chapel Hill leaders will talk about the search for their next chancellor. Chancellor's Search Committee will be holding a meeting this afternoon, 3 o'clock. It's happening at the School of Government in room 2401 in the Knapp Sanders Building. It comes after the former chancellor, Kevin Guskowitz, left late last year after accepting a job as president of Michigan State University. Right now, Lee Roberts is serving as interim chancellor.
Today, the madness tips off for both UNC and NC State. UNC is the top seed in the West region. They'll play 16 seed Wagner at 2:45 this afternoon in Charlotte. And NC State is now looking to follow up their incredible ACC tournament win with a run in the NCAA tournament. They're the 11th seed in the South region. They'll tip off with Texas Tech tonight at 9:40 in Pittsburgh. And Duke plays their first game tomorrow against Vermont. You can track all the games with live score updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WREL.com. Just search bracket. Well, coming up, a potential breach puts the royal family back in the spotlight. How a hospital worker may have accessed the private medical documents of the Princess of Wales.
And outdated technology is building up in landfills all around the world. We'll tell you about the toxic trouble the devices are causing, plus efforts to clean space junk orbiting around Earth.
And today is going to be a little cooler than yesterday. If you're going to be out for exercise at lunchtime, it's still going to be in the mid-50s. This evening after work, we'll be in the low 60s. We will see clear skies and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow's a different story. I'm tracking the showers that will roll in tomorrow coming up.
Wow, how about this for a beautiful Thursday morning? You are looking live at Carolina Beach as that sun making its way up in the sky. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Not a bad day for the beach, but this weekend you might run into a little trouble. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look around town. Today's going to be nice.
It is. Lots of sunshine for today. Enjoy it because we cloud up pretty early tomorrow morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro and Apex, looking just beautiful. That blue sky. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, right there is our newsroom in Fayetteville. Tomorrow starts dry, but it begins cloudy. We don't have to deal with the wet morning commute, which is nice. But once we get into the afternoon, that rain starts to spread from south to north across the area. Definitely wet by the evening commute. And then rain is likely overnight and into at least the first half of the day on Saturday. Then it tapers off during the afternoon, maybe to one or two lingering showers. And we'll definitely take a look at the computer models coming up. This high pressure system is keeping things dry for us, but behind the front that came through last night, which was dry, by the way, we are looking at some cooler temperatures today. Gradually, we start to see the precipitation developing down here along the Gulf Coast, and it pushes northward during the day tomorrow. Here's 8 o'clock, and we're looking at cloudy skies, but by the middle of the afternoon, that rain rolls in. Gradually, this low pushes northward and develops and gradually pulls away as we get through the day on Saturday. So we'll see decreasing chances of rain on Saturday. Here's future cast. Again, a cloudy start for us on Friday. We push it ahead to lunchtime. We're dry at noon, but by mid-afternoon, we start to see that rain pushing northward across our area, and it'll be heavy at times during Friday evening and overnight Friday night. It lingers all the way up until, say, almost lunchtime on Saturday. And then after that, there's the potential for an isolated shower to pop up, maybe north and east of the triangle. We're looking at anywhere from an inch to 2 inches of rain across the area. Most likely that heavier rain will be along the I-95 corridor, even though this current update doesn't exactly show it that way. But that's more likely to happen. And of course, a good chance for rain late Friday and at least through the first half of Saturday. Temperature today in the mid-60s. That'll be noticeably cooler than yesterday. But yesterday it was also breezy and it won't be as windy today. Looking at 60s Friday and Saturday, a little cooler on Sunday. Behind the front, temperatures drop back into the upper 50s and some chilly mornings too. Don't let that surprise you. Sunday and Monday morning will both be in the 30s. And then after that, dry and mild Monday and Tuesday, but some rain for the middle of the week. Brian?
Elizabeth, all new at 8:15. They have cleared that crash from the right shoulder of 40 westbound around Lake Wheeler Road. We're still dealing with those residual backups. About a 10-minute delay overall between 440 and US 1. Let's take a look at it on the map and see how that's looking here with the most recent update. You can see right around the crash site itself between South Saunders Street out toward Lake Wheeler Road, traffic is starting to ease up a little bit, a little more green showing up there, but we still have some backups, especially between Rock Quarry Road out toward Hammond and South Saunders Street. So give yourself that extra time as you head through the south side of Raleigh there on 40 westbound. Over on the east side of Raleigh, still have that minor crash reported at Poole Road at Hodge Road, but of course it gets congested through that intersection on a good day. When you add a crash out there, we are seeing some very heavy westbound delays on Poole Road approaching Hodge Road, coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. In that general area, when I head out to I-87, this is the camera at Bethlehem Road looking toward 540, so that's southbound traffic or inbound traffic heading toward Raleigh, heading away from us. There was a report of a minor crash out there just a little while ago. It looks like that has cleared. We're measuring about a 5-minute delay overall from 64 Business back to the 440 interchange. Elsewhere around Raleigh, some backups on 440 westbound, which is typical for this point in the morning commute between I-87 heading out toward Wake Forest Road. And 885 in Durham still is pretty congested, especially on that northbound side between I-40 up toward Ellis Road. Once you get to 147, though, traffic on the northbound side of 885 is looking a lot clearer.
Thank you, Brian. Two of Hunter Biden's associates claim President Biden was involved in his son's business dealings. They made the claims during testimony in the impeachment inquiry into the president. House Republicans held the hearing Wednesday. It was designed to feature Hunter Biden, who had asked to give public testimony, but he didn't show. Instead, his former business associates testified and said President Biden participated in meetings with them.
He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business.
Honorable members of Congress.
Democrats invited Lev Parnas to testify. The former associate of Rudy Giuliani said he was tasked with digging up dirt on Hunter Biden's business ventures in Ukraine. He said there was no evidence of corruption.
Today, the last two law enforcement officers in Mississippi who pleaded guilty to torturing two black men in a home last year will be sentenced. So far, four of the six officers who abused Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker have been sentenced to prison. Yesterday, the harshest sentence so far was imposed on former deputy Christian Dedman. He was sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for what the judge described as the most shocking, brutal, and cruel acts imaginable.
And we're following some breaking news from across the pond. Within the last 15 minutes, we learned that the Central Bank of the UK voting to keep interest rates steady. No changes this time. You can see the tweet here from BBC News. Interest rates holding at 5.25%, the highest level in 16 years. There were a couple of members of the Central Bank pushing for an interest rate hike. But for the fifth time, the governors decided to keep interest rates at the same level, similar to what the Federal Reserve did yesterday here in the United States, also signaling that sometime this year we might see interest rates start going down, both in the UK and here at home. Of course, these are stories that we'll keep monitoring here in the WRA Live Center.
And we'll keep it over in England. Ken, an investigation is underway into whether the Princess of Wales' medical records were breached during her recent stay at a London clinic. The headlines about this story are dominating front pages of several UK media outlets. Three staff members are reportedly under investigation and could face disciplinary action. NBC News is independently trying to confirm these allegations. A UK government privacy watchdog group did confirm to NBC News it did receive a breach report but did not give specifics. This clinic has long been a discreet option for the royal family until now.
Even if it's someone who was just feeling a little bit nosy, they should not have been able to access her record.
And this was the same place King Charles recently spent time, in that London clinic. And media out of the UK is now reporting that King Charles's data was not accessed by any unauthorized member of that medical staff.
A new report from the United Nations reveals surging rates of trashed cell phones, laptops, tablets, and more are rising. The old electronics are leaving a toxic effect on people and the environment. Gary Baumgarten has more.
Technology advances fast with new versions of cell phones, laptops, and more rapidly pumping out. And while having the latest devices can be cool and even useful, a new United Nations report reveals all the old gadgets are creating mountains of electronic waste around the planet.
So to date, only 22.3% of e-waste has been documented to be collected and recycled in a good way.
The term e-waste refers to trashed items with a plug or battery. According to the UN, the world will produce a whopping 82 million tons of it by 2030. Officials say some of the waste contains toxic materials and can pose health risks, especially to those in developing countries who scavenge through the waste to try and sell spare parts. But the problem stems beyond our planet, with thousands of pieces of space junk, including old satellites and rocket debris orbiting Earth.
Other satellites in orbit have to do things like collision avoidance to move out the way of those debris objects, which causes problems for the services they're providing every day for us on Earth.
To tackle the problem, officials at Astroscale are experimenting with the company's robot claw. It's designed to grab debris floating by and push it closer to Earth, where officials say it will burn up in the atmosphere.
We're looking at getting to orbit with this spacecraft towards the end of 2026 and into 2027.
Wow, that was Gary Baumgarten reporting.
The Field of 64 is just that now for the NCAA men's basketball tournament after the second night of the first four play-in games in Dayton, Ohio. This was the late game here. Colorado knocked off Boise State in a battle of 10 seeds. The Buffaloes won 60-53. They'll play Florida in the first round Friday. The other first four game last night was an overtime thriller between two 16 seeds. Grambling State, its first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament, came back from a 14-point second-half deficit to force that extra period against Montana State. In overtime, Grambling State pulled away. 88-81, they win. First appearance, first ever win in the tournament. So they get to play Purdue. First-rated Purdue in the first round. Top seed, you may remember Purdue, as one lost to a 16 seed last year.
Well, fans of the Stanley Tumbler are gearing up for the brand's latest collaboration with Target. Three new collections will hit store shelves on Sunday. And if this is anything like the past Stanley situations, you can expect very long lines and those products to sell out almost immediately.
Day 23 right now, and Durham man sharing his thanks to Parks and Recreation staff after a medical emergency while playing pickleball. I'll tell you about the life-saving steps these heroes took while waiting for emergency responders to arrive.
Plus, the Lollapalooza Music Festival celebrates 20 years. We'll show you the star-studded lineup for the milestone event.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are tracking some heavy backups in South Raleigh. Brian Schrader shows us where.
Sky 5 live on the right side of your screen with pictures over I-40 at the Lake Wheeler Road interchange. That was the site of an earlier crash that has since cleared, but we are seeing some very heavy delays on that westbound side coming in from the Rock Quarry Road area back toward South Saunders Street and Lake Wheeler Road. Just need to give yourself plenty of extra time. Right now, sensors are measuring about a 9-minute delay as you head from 440 out to US 1. It's getting better, but it's going to be a little while before it's back to normal. Look out for a crash in East Raleigh on Poole Road at Hodge Road. Also, some heavy delays on 885 in Durham between I-40 and 147. Elizabeth?
Skies are clear all across the viewing area. Look at this beautiful view of Clinton right now. But the flag right here in front of the courthouse is whipping around. We're seeing some winds gusting up to about 15 miles per hour, 20 in a few spots. But it shouldn't be as windy this afternoon as it was yesterday. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s as you step out this morning. 41 in Lewisburg, 46 in Fayetteville, 39 in South Hill, 47 degrees in Goldsboro. Walking the dog this morning, a little on the chilly side, and even at lunchtime, it'll be cool in the mid-50s. Walking the dog after work should still be in the low to mid-60s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Deputies are asking people in Wake County to stay alert and lock their doors this morning. A person is on the run after a deputy chase led to a crash. The driver crashed into a tree and later shot themselves in the car. The passenger ran away. We'll keep you updated on the search for that person. Coming up next on Fox 50, a 17-year-old is in custody for the shooting of a Knightdale woman. And coming up next on Today, Kristen Wiig and Josh Lucas live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Here at 8:30, Sky 5 tracking some big delays on 40 westbound in South Raleigh. I'll tell you how much extra time you need to budget this morning.
And the sunshine is beautiful, but our temperatures are chilly this morning. I'll show you why it will be colder this afternoon than it was yesterday.
Deputies are asking people in Wake County to stay alert this morning while a person is still on the run after a deputy chase. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And let the madness begin. The two local teams gearing up for the first round of the NCAA tournament. How UNC and NC State are preparing to face their opponents so they can move on to the next round. Fingers crossed, everybody's excited. We'll have both of those games happening today. We'll get to that coming up. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. It is an exciting day. We got two in action today, one tomorrow, but just having the whole triangle involved. Everybody's fan base good to go. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Let's take it to the Bull City here and get this look.
Yeah, looking beautiful here. Lots of sunshine. We're seeing this repeated all across the viewing area this morning. It's a little cool. Our temperature 46 degrees in the triangle. We have a northeast wind right now at 9 miles per hour. That's probably going to shift around to northwesterly later on, but it's the northerly component of the wind that's going to keep things a little cooler today. We had southerly wind yesterday bringing in some slightly warmer air. A little chilly in South Hill 39 and Roxborough 41. 41, but it's 49 here in Southern Pines, 49 in Clinton, 46 in Goldsboro, 45 in Rocky Mount. Our wind speeds right now can out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a little breezy this afternoon, but not nearly yesterday. Yesterday, we were gusting 20, 25. We'll gust up to around 15 through lunchtime, and then the winds will likely die down a bit more after that. Mid-50s at lunchtime, and we're in the mid-60s for highs this afternoon with some sunshine. With less wind, it should feel pretty comfortable. Tomorrow morning, we wake up to cloud cover, but the morning commute will be dry. Once we get into the afternoon, we're going to see the rain spreading northward across our area. The evening commute likely to be wet, as well as all night and into early Saturday morning. There's 8 a.m. Saturday morning. By lunchtime, it starts to pull out, but there may be a few lingering showers, especially up near the Virginia line. So Friday afternoon looks wet all night Friday night and into the first part of Saturday. Sunday right now looks nice and dry. I'll show you the temperatures to go with it. Coming up, Brian.
It's 8:32, Elizabeth, and we've been following some problems on the south side of Raleigh this morning. Sky 5 is live over I-40 with some heavy westbound delays coming in from the southeast side of Raleigh all the way back toward Lake Wheeler Road. We had an earlier crash at Lake Wheeler. That has cleared, but the lingering backups still are causing some slowdowns, as you see here on those live pictures from the air. That is westbound traffic heading out toward Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman Street. Once you get through that Lake Wheeler Road interchange, we're in pretty good shape, but getting there is a little tough this morning. Latest update from our sensors indicating a 10-minute delay overall from 440 out toward US 1. Not too many great alternate routes. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Lake Wheeler Road, you'll be on the other side of the worst of those slowdowns. Gonna head to Durham for a look at Miami Boulevard right around TW Alexander Drive. Getting reports of a crash there on the southbound side of Miami Boulevard. Sensors are not indicating big delays at this point. However, I am watching some slowdowns on 885 this morning in both directions there between 147 and I-40. About a 4 to 6 minute delay with just congestion. No crashes causing that, just a matter of the peak part of our morning commute there with a lot of volume and some slowdowns. Look out for a crash in Raleigh at Wade Avenue at Oberlin Road. Not seeing big delays there. More significant backups, though, with some congestion heading out toward Faircloth Street. Over on the east side of Raleigh toward Knightdale, still picking up some pretty heavy delays on Poole Road because of a crash out at the Hodge Road intersection.
A person is actively on the run right now, and a driver is dead after leading a deputy on a chase that ended in a crash on Tryon Road. This is a story we've been following since last night, and WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains police say people who live nearby should stay alert.
Deputies sent out an all clear just before 2 o'clock this morning. The driver led deputies on a chase in this area. The deputies blocked off this section of Tryon Road for several hours. If you live around here, you probably received this notification on your phone around 10 o'clock last night. It warns people to stay inside. This is a look now at video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. It shows the white Mercedes involved in the chase. A deputy saw this car driving recklessly on East William Street near US 1 around 8:30 last night. When the deputy tried to stop the car, the driver kept going. Eventually, the driver ran off the road and crashed into a tree. The passenger jumped out and ran. The driver shot and killed themselves in the car. Right now, deputies say people should stay alert. They should lock their doors. Deputies also say they'll be patrolling this area. We'll keep you updated on the search for that passenger. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And breaking news in Raleigh as well. A man and woman are in the hospital after being shot earlier this morning. That shooting happened around 2:30 near a plaza on Craftsman Drive. That's off New Hope Church Road. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see police leave evidence markers in the road and investigate a black truck. Police say the shooting happened near Club Love, but they're not sure what led up to the shooting. The man and woman were taken to the hospital in separate cars and are expected to be okay. They do not have a suspect in custody.
And more breaking news we're following this morning. U.S. 401 in southern Wake County is back open now after a crash left a person hurt. That crash happened near 1010 Road just before 3:30 this morning. The car flipped over, as you see, and emergency crews were there. Had one lane of the highway closed as they worked to get the car towed away. No word on how badly that person was hurt.
And new this morning, a 17-year-old charged with murder in connection with the shooting and death of a Knightdale woman last November. Police made that announcement overnight. 40-year-old Shanaka Ocean Earth was shot and killed as she sat on the porch of her home on Twain Town Drive on the night of November 8th, 2023. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as police continued their investigation early the next morning. Earth was a mother of three. The teen who is charged is now in juvenile detention. Police say that they are trying to identify more people who may have been involved in Earth's death.
A crisis team and more law enforcement officers will be at Sampson County Middle School today after a weapon was found on that campus. Four students are facing charges in connection to the incident at Hobden Middle School. It's in Newton Grove. The school was put on lockdown yesterday. Authorities say the gun was stolen and found on a student who was taken into custody. Authorities say no students or staff were in danger.
Tonight, we'll get an update on how the Durham School Board plans to pay for classified staff in the coming school year. The school board will meet tonight to talk about budget priorities. It's the latest step in the district's efforts to guarantee pay increases for classified staff. Last week, the board met with Durham County Commissioners to discuss the 2024-25 budget. It should be reviewed and adopted at the end of April or early May. Tonight's meeting starts at 6:30. And ahead of tonight's meeting, members of the Durham Association of Educators will rally in front of the Staff Development Center. They say their goal is to show the DPS board the impact the recently implemented pay cuts have had on staff. They also say they'll share their vision for next year's budget priorities.
And this morning, there's an immigration law in Texas that is still waiting. They're still waiting to find out if they'll be allowed to arrest people and deport people suspected of coming into the U.S. illegally. A panel of federal appeals court judges heard arguments about the law yesterday. It would make it a crime to cross into Texas from anywhere other than a legal port of entry. A district court blocked the law last month. The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday to uphold it. Now it's on hold again until the judges make their decision.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in positive territory today, continuing a rally that happened after the Federal Reserve voted yesterday to keep interest rates steady. No interest rate hikes this time around. Let's take a look at the big board this morning. Dow futures responding very well in positive territory on the plus side, more than 100 points. Similarly, with the S&P 500 futures, NASDAQ futures as well. Investors, of course, will be looking at another inflation indicator, the jobless claims report that's due out shortly. We will have the opening numbers in the next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Today, the madness tips off for both UNC and NC State. UNC is the top seed in the West region. They'll play 16 seed Wagner, 2:45 this afternoon in Charlotte. And NC State looking to follow up their incredible ACC tournament win with a run in the NCAA tournament. They are the 11th seed in the South region. They'll tip off with Texas Tech tonight at 9:40 in Pittsburgh.
Duke is in Brooklyn, New York, playing their first game tomorrow against Vermont. You can track all the games with live scoring updates, times, and TV information right on the interactive bracket on WRL.com. Just search bracket.
The town of Fuquay Varina in Wake County will hold a ribbon cutting today for a new fire station. Fuquay Varina Fire Station number 4 will house the city's fire department and Wake County EMS. This is video of the groundbreaking ceremony that happened in 2022. It's located on Wade Nash Road. The ribbon cutting is happening this afternoon at 2. The new station is expected to significantly reduce emergency response times north and west of downtown Fuquay Varina.
Powerball jackpot continues to climb. It was after 3 a.m. when the lottery announced no one matched all the numbers during last night's drawing. That top prize now sits at an estimated $750 million. Here's a look at the winning numbers. 13, 22, 27, 54, 66. The Powerball is 9. The Power Play Multiplier is 2. And your next chance will be this Saturday right here on WREL at 11 p.m.
Fingers crossed. UNC and NC State men's are preparing for the first round of the big dance. Coming up, WREL's Chris Lee shares how both teams are looking to stay alive in today's March Madness matchups.
Thousands of people are flocking to Washington, D.C. to see the cherry blossoms. After the break, we'll tell you how a beloved stump, this little one named Stumpy, is being honored before it gets removed from the tidal basin. .844 is the time right now on our Thursday morning to take this live look in Southern Pines Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Ninth fairway is all clear for you. You want to get out there? Well, I'd see someone out there. Blue skies everywhere, though. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We have a really nice start here.
Yeah, we do. Beautiful here in Rocky Mount Mills. And really, everywhere you look, we're seeing sunny skies. Our temperatures are moderate and pretty close to normal, mid-40s as you're stepping out the door in the triangle. But we don't see a fast warm-up today. We only warm up into the mid-50s at lunchtime, and it will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Our wind is coming more out of the north today, and that's going to keep our temperatures from warming up as fast. Yesterday, we had wind coming out of the south, and that did make for a quick warm-up for us. We take a look at temperatures right now. Mostly in the 40s. It's 41 in South Hill, but 49 in Southern Pines and in Clinton. It's 45 in Rocky Mount and 46 degrees right now in Durham. Around town, 64 for the high in Raleigh, 63 in Durham and 68 in Fayetteville. It won't be as windy as yesterday. Yesterday, we were gusting 20 to 25. We may gust occasionally up to 15 this morning and then see the winds dying down this afternoon. 64 is our normal high. We're going to hold it in the mid-60s through Saturday. Briefly, we dip into the upper 50s on Sunday, but it is going to be a cold start both Sunday and Monday morning with our temperatures in the upper 30s. So all eyes on basketball this weekend, that's for sure. UNC kicks it off this afternoon at 2:45. If you're sneaking out of work early, the temperatures will be nice, low 60s and mostly sunny skies if you're headed out to a watch party. Boy, it's a late one tonight for NC State, a 9:40 game. We'll see increasing clouds tonight, temperature around 50 degrees. And then Duke for Friday night, a 7 o'clock game. It is going to be pouring down rain at that point, with the temperature around 60 degrees. So keep that in mind as you're planning your weekend. And let's walk through it. I'll show you that rain's arrival on Friday. Mostly cloudy skies for tomorrow morning. This is a new run of the computer models, and we're not seeing very much change. So that gives us a lot of confidence in the timeline. So mid-afternoon, the rain begins to spread from south to north across our area. It is steady and heavy on and off as we get through Friday night and into early Saturday. You see that last wave that comes through with some heavy rain. There could be a few rumbles of thunder with that. That's going to be between 6 and 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And then by lunchtime, most of the rain is over. There could be a quick sprinkle in the afternoon, mainly north and east of the triangle. And we're not likely to clear out, but at least we begin to dry off a little bit. The heaviest rain, again, will be from about 6 or 7 o'clock tonight all the way up until around 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. I say that tonight. I meant Friday night. Our tree pollen is high, but the rain may help to knock those numbers down a little bit. Mulberry, oak, and pine are the main allergens out there right now. Sunday, a little cooler at 58 with some sunshine. We're fairly mild on Monday and Tuesday. Nothing dramatic here. Temperatures are fairly close to normal. We're back to another round of rain for Wednesday into Thursday, Brian.
It's 8:47 right now, and we are watching some delays on the north side of Raleigh. Just getting reports of a crash on southbound Capitol Boulevard right around Gresham Lake Road, apparently with some lanes blocked out there. Seeing some delays as you head between Durant Road and 540 approaching that Gresham Lake Road intersection. There's also a report of a crash out on 540 around the Capitol Boulevard interchange, but I'm not seeing big delays directly related to it. Elsewhere around the triangle, we've been watching backups on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound between 440 out toward the Lake Wheeler Road interchange after an earlier crash. Again, starting to see those delays improving. We're now down to a 7-minute backup overall. The worst of it is between Rock Quarry Road and Hammond Road. Once you get out to Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman Street, traffic's flowing pretty well out to the US 1 interchange. Seeing some building delays on Wade Avenue with a report of a crash between Oberlin Road and Brooks Avenue. Looks like the worst delays are on that eastbound side heading back toward Glenwood Avenue on Wade Avenue. In Durham, looking a little better there with a report of an earlier crash at Miami Boulevard at TW Alexander Drive. Cleared in the past few minutes. Traffic seems to be flowing pretty well as you head south from US 70, and we're still watching those backups on 885, about a 5 or 6 minute delay on either side.
Thank you, Brian. Today, the madness starts for both UNC and NC State. WRL's Chris Lee has a preview of today's matchups for the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
1 versus 16 seed has been very interesting the last few years. We've seen more close calls, and 2 1 seeds were actually knocked off by a 16 recently. It's rare, but it can happen, and that's what the Tar Heels are looking to avoid today.
Once you know you find out who your opponent is, you lock in on them, and our coaching staff does a great job having the scouting report and everything ready for us. And then, you know, our preparation last night and today, tonight, to go get ready to win a basketball game tomorrow.
UNC takes on Wagner today. Will another 16 seed upset a 1, or will the Hills make it to a round of 32? The tip-off is at 2:45. The Pack lost 7 of their last 9 regular season games, taking them out of tournament consideration, but this team and their head coach have no quit, and now they view the postseason as a completely new endeavor.
it's just unbelievable what we put together just one game at a time. We just kept the right mindset, stayed positive, and just head down and went to work.
If the Pack want to keep the postseason magic alive, they have to beat Texas Tech tonight in Pittsburgh. Tip-off is at 9:40 at night. And as always, you can stay updated throughout the day on WRealSportsFan.com.
A pickleball player in Durham is thanking Parks and Recreation staff for saving his life after he had a heart attack right on the court. Stephen Martin collapsed while playing at the Durham Rec Center earlier this month. Staff called 911. They also performed CPR and used a defibrillator on Martin. The ambulance got there about 8 minutes later, and after a week in the hospital, Martin got to thank the staff members who saved him.
You know, trained, calm, did what they were learned to do in their CPR training, and you know, I'm here today because they were there.
Well, that is comforting. Martin says his pickleball days are not over. He plans to get back on the court as soon as his doctor says it's okay.
Mattel is opening a second theme park on Wednesday. The company announced the Mattel Adventure Park, Kansas City. It'll be in Bonner Springs, Kansas. The theme park will feature an interactive Barbie beach house, Hot Wheels-inspired rides, and a huge Uno climbing structure. The park is expected to open in 2026. I want to go.
Give me a report on that.
I will.
A Grammy-winning rapper announces her first headlining tour. And new music from a Stranger Things star, Ashley Dvorkin, with details in today's Hollywood Nation.
Get it away from me.
The Alien saga returns. Levi brings drawings to life. And Megan Thee Stallion plans a road trip in the Hollywood Nation. Megan Thee Stallion is bringing the heat this summer. The rap superstar will hit the road for her Hot Girl Summer tour. She kicks off her first headlining trek in Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 14th. Speaking of music, Stranger Things star Maya Hawke released her new song, Dark, along with a music video. The single is off her upcoming third album, Chaos Angel, out May 31st.
With the crayon, anything is possible.
Zachary Levi brings the magic in today's first looks. The Shazam star leads the live-action adaptation of the children's book, Harold and the Purple Crayon. He plays a man who can bring his drawings to life with the help of his imagination and purple crayon. The film arrives in theaters August 2nd. Also coming to theaters this August, the sci-fi horror Alien Romulus, which takes place between 1979's Alien and 1986's Aliens. Kaylee Spaney leads the franchise reboot about a group of young space colonizers and scavengers who come face-to-face with a terrifying xenomorph inside a broken-down space station. It debuts August 16th. In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Megan Thee Stallion's Hot Girl Summer Tour is making a stop in Raleigh. She'll be at PNC Arena June 4th.
SZA, Tyler, the Creator, Blink-182, and The Killers are some of the headliners at the 20th annual Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. Organizers revealed the lineup this week. Some of the other 170 performers include Hozer, Melanie Martinez, and Skrillex. The festival runs August 1st through the 4th at Grant Park. It's a milestone this year as it marks its 20th anniversary in the Windy City. Presale tickets go on sale this morning at 10, and tickets will be on sale for the public starting at noon. Well, one small tree on Washington, D.C.'s Tidal Basin is getting a lot of attention on social media during this year's Cherry Blossom Festival. It's been nicknamed Stumpy, and this will be its last bloom. The National Park Service will remove it and about 150 other trees in May as part of a project to restore the basin's seawalls.
Yeah, some folks are out there honoring Stumpy with a special tribute. This was yesterday. Stumpy's short stature and unusual shape made it favorite among people who visit the annual Cherry Blossom Festival. Arborists say Stumpy will live on, though. They'll be using some of the cuttings from his tree to develop genetic matches that will then be replanted.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, Stumpy still produces beautiful flowers, so
that's right.
There you go.
I like to root for the underdog this time of year.
Yes.
Stumpy's one of them. Back in a moment.